Well, Liam Cochrane is the ABC's PNG correspondent, and he's now close to the detention centre on Manus Island. He's joining us on a slightly temperamental satellite phone. Liam, can you tell us what's the situation there now?
The situation in the main town of Manus is calm, and but that's about 20 kilometres away from the detention centre. The area around the detention centre is also seems quite calm from what we've been able to see, although access to the facility itself has been blocked off. But look, it does seem quite calm at this stage, some hours after the main protest last night.
Now, the minister said in his press conference this morning that it was possible that not all the asylum seekers had been located. What's the latest that you're hearing on that?
I've got no official information on whether all detainees have been located or not. As the Immigration Department outlined, the security guards were going to try to match up faces to photos this morning and account for everybody. But perhaps I can just describe the location of the centre. On one side is a beach and water, and on the other side is some thick jungle, and all around there are some residential properties. So it is possible that people could have perhaps fled into the jungle and could still be hiding out. But the centre is located within a Navy base, and it is would be a very difficult place to hide out for very long. So if there are still some detainees on the loose, then I imagine they probably will be found quite soon.
And it sounds like it was quite a violent incident last night there, Liam. Is the detention centre itself now secure?
That's my understanding. I haven't been right up to the front of the centre, so I can't say for sure, but that is what the Australian government is saying, and that's my understanding as well. As I said, the areas around it appear to be calm. And you're right, it did seem a significant escalation in the protests, more serious than those of Sunday night. I've spoken to some witnesses who heard at least three gunshots, and we've heard that one man was shot and another has died of head injuries. So a very serious escalation in the level of violence involved with these protests.
When you say you've been able to speak to witnesses, have you been able to talk to any of the asylum seekers at the centre?
No, I haven't been able to get that close, and the security guards would certainly not let me get that close anyway or speak with them. I spoke yesterday, though, with the eight detainees who had been arrested and had been locked up in the Manus police station. I spoke very briefly with them. They seemed quite desperate about their situation. They showed me some injuries that they said were sustained in Sunday's protest. One of the men said that he had asked to go home to Lebanon 2 months ago. He had volunteered to return, but had not been allowed to go home. That's what he was saying. But it was a very brief conversation because local police didn't allow us to continue talking with those detainees who were locked up in the local police station.
Liam Cochrane, our Papua New Guinea correspondent there on Manus Island, thank you.